we've been chasing him on and off for months, really. It's been difficult trying to get the deal done, but IMD, Mal Brannigan's worked unbelievably hard over a period of time to get it over the line, and we're delighted he's on board for the last couple of months.
Yeah, he's another one, a bit like John Brayford and Matty Doan and others, that you've been chasing for a long time.
Yeah, well, he's got goals. There's not going to be a goal scorer who gets one in two available at this stage of the season that we can get. So he's consistently got goals over the last few years, had a few injury problems. But for 7 or 8 weeks, he just might make that difference and get the odd goal to help us on our way.
Of course, you know all about him and you've signed players who you've worked with before. Is sort of a trust thing important to you that you're getting a known quantity? You know what you're going to be bringing to the club?
Yeah, and I think it sort of minimises the settling in process as well. He knows one of the two, a few of the lads that are here already. We know him, so we're coming in for the last 2 months of the season. You need somebody to hit the ground running and not spend a couple of weeks having to look around, settle in, and then start playing. So I think it's important from that point of view. And we're aware of his capabilities, what he can do, and probably also what he struggles at as well.
How is he going to mesh into the system and with the existing players you've got? We've seen Matty Doan do ever such a good job in the system that you use. How will Davis potentially come in, and how does that affect maybe Doan's role in the side?
Matty Doan will stay as a striker for now, although he can do wide. But we'll see, it'll go game to game, depending on formations and everything. We just hope Stephen can have an effect on the game and get us a goal. We've done well, I think, goal scoring in the last month. We only got one each in our last two games, and not created as much as we would have liked, so hopefully can help in that department.
He's a player who's out of contract in the summer. Is there a chance that he could stay here longer?
Yeah, that's a possibility. I think Blackpool have got an option on him as well, so it would depend on what they decide to do. It looks as though they're going to come down. But at the moment, it's a couple of months. Let's look at him. He has a look at us. Let's see how it goes.
Are you quite happy then with the numbers you've got in the squad now? Do you think this is pretty much going to be it in terms of players coming in?
Yeah, we're a little bit light defensively, I think, just with Chris Basham's suspension pending, that's all. If he gets one more booking, he misses two games. But with Terry Kennedy being out, that's a blow. Although the news isn't as bad as we first feared. He should be back on the pitch at the end of the month. So the closer Chris Basham can get to that without being booked will be helpful, and then we've got Terry to come back in.
What can you say to someone like Chris Basham, who is going to be in the thick of the action where he plays? Yep. There's always a chance he's going to get a booking. What can you say to him to try and make sure that he can get through these next few weeks?
Well, he's done well getting through the last few without being booked, but just don't get booked for anything silly. And I would say two or three, maybe two of his bookings have been daft ones this season, kicking the ball away at Bradford and things like that. If he has to make a tackle, if he has to pull somebody back, then fair enough, you accept that as part of football. But don't get booked for anything silly. Well, that applies to them all as well. Mm-hmm. There's times when you've got to save your bookings as footballers, because you will have to bring somebody down at times. Or even just go and try and sort somebody out, and you miss time a tackle, it's like these days, and you get a yellow card for it. We accept those.
Mm. So we've heard about Kennedy. What about the other players who were nursing injuries or are still yet to come back to full fitness?
Paul Cooch feels a bit better than the other night. He had a bug or something. Was struggling, certainly in the first half. Ryan Flynn, news isn't as bad as we first feared on him. It looked as though he'd really sort of pulled his hamstring, but might have been an element of cramp in there, and he's got a good stretch on it, so he's unlikely to be featured tomorrow, but we're hopeful for next week. And the other one, Scoog, will still come in along well. James Wallace not far off. Michael Higdon back doing a bit of training now. Mark Howard back still a bit sore, still feels it, so we've just got to be careful with him.
Yeah, is the hope that as we get towards the final month, April, final full month, and then move towards potentially playoffs and stuff like that, that you're going to have pretty much a full squad to choose from by that?
That's the plan if we can, but we'll need them as soon as we can. We've got to make sure that they are right for April, in the final few games, because if it does go to the playoffs, then we're going to need them.
Player moving out today on loan in Flo Cavalier as well, and you wanted to get him some football, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it's ideal for him, good club, top of league too. We know them well, and they're going to Jimmy and David Oldfield look after him, and he actually lives about 10 minutes from there as well, which helps. It's not the be all and the end all, but when it fits in football wise and geographically, it makes sense. So he went and did a bit of training, they like what they saw, so he's gone till the end of the season, so it'll be good for him.
He's got something about him, hasn't he? You can see that when he's played for you. Perhaps just needs that bit of first team football now.
That's it, and we're in a position where we couldn't sort of get in that time to build back up again. He did ever so well when he came back from injury, played in the Southampton game, then he got another knock then, and he sort of levelled off a little bit since then and struggled. So it's ideal for him to get some games.
You spoke after the game of the frustration of the goals you conceded at Peterborough. How does that play into, you know, maybe team selection for this weekend? Has it made a few decisions for you?
Not really, no. Well, just the general performance, you know, makes the decisions as well. People played well on the night. The second goal was defensively was the most disappointing one, where, you know, it was Jay could have dealt with it, then Bash and certainly Bob Harris at the end. Well, I thought those three players were as good as we had for 91 minutes, and then they all combined to make the mistake. And there is an element as well at the moment. We're getting punished for everything. You know, Crawley had two shots, scored one. Peterborough only had a few the other night. He puts one in from 30 yards in the bottom corner. They can go anywhere. It just happens that it bobbled in the bottom corner. But we've got to make sure that we don't give teams that opportunity. We've got to see the games out better. And that's been one of our strengths, I think, this season. Being strong ourselves in the last, scoring late goals. And then when we do get ahead, seeing the games out. You're going to get setbacks even in this last 13 games. Mm. So we analyse it, we put it behind us, we deal with it Wednesday, and then we move on to Fleetwood. We can't afford to dwell on it for 1 minute, you know. And the crowd, that applies to the crowd as well. Yeah, we've had our disappointment on Saturday. We've had a great run. We've got, I think, 10 points. We've got 20 points out of our last 10 games, something like that. It's been a great run. We move on to Fleetwood.
The thirst for promotion at this club is so intense, isn't it, that almost, even if you are on a good run, every defeat, it's a bit more painful than it would otherwise be, I think.
Yeah, it is, but you're going to get, everybody's going to get them, you know. Norwich playing at home to Wigan the other night, you'd have put your house on Norwich beating Wigan, and Wigan go down there and pinch you 1-0, and so that's what happens in football. The most important thing is how we deal with it, get over it, and we're still chasing the top two.
I suppose it's also because the pressure at this club to win promotion is maybe stronger than anywhere else in this division. I mean, there's no club quite like it with everybody so determined to be in the Championship.
No, but we have to deal with that and everything. I think that's, you know, when you get 18, 19, 20,000 turning up, and that is a pressure in itself, you know, satisfying everybody's hunger to get back in at least the Championship. But we have to deal with that, get on, play our football, and almost sort of put it to one side and say, no, hold on, analyse it, it's just a game of football. Let's not let the pressure get to us.
Is it a good thing that you've got another home game next? I know that your away form has been good, but to get back out at Bramall Lane and try and put a victory on the board to make up for the midweek?
Yeah, we don't mind, because we played reasonably in the first half at times, got our goal in the second half. With Matty Doan, it should have been enough to get us the 3 points. And it's funny, because if the final whistle had gone and we'd have won 1-0, everyone would have clapped and said, you know, brilliant performance and that a victory, because we lose it, you know, it's all of a sudden a terrible performance and a terrible defeat. You know, we try and keep it in perspective and we don't go to either end of that scale.
Mm. You're not ruling out the top two, and a few weeks ago you were a lot of points off the top two and clawed it back, and MK Dons are going to play Preston this weekend, so the opportunity's there to make up some points this weekend.
It's still there. You know, we've had a big swing. I think we were almost 18, weren't we, or something, a few weeks ago after the Gillingham defeat. We've gained up points since then. Missed opportunity the other night. Still 13 games to go.
The Fleetwood game earlier in the season, a first half that you totally dominated and second half very tight. Do you sort of see a similar opponent coming up this weekend?
Yeah, I think so. I think Fleetwood, one of these promoted sides as well. Same that Chesterfield and Rochdale had such good teams last season that they didn't need to change much. You know, the good sort of well-knit units they are. And they're difficult to break down. So, yeah, another team that will come to Bramall Lane. It'll be the biggest game of the season for them. You know, they'll be looking forward to playing in front of 18,000 people. And once again, we have to get on and play our game. Concentrate on ourselves, you know. And even Preston, MK Dons, whoever else is playing, doesn't matter. All we've got to do is try and win our games.
How often do you think you've said that this year, then, that this is going to be their biggest game of the season?
That's another part, you know, never mind our crowd, you know, expecting, wanting promotion and everything, opposition coming and playing with the freedom. You know, they almost, when the opposition managers come, they almost think it's a free game. They're not expected really to get points. They come and relax, enjoy it. Pressure's off for them.
It's tough to play with freedom at home anywhere these days, though, isn't it? I mean, we talk about it with the managers in the Championship as well. Every away team comes with almost the same game plan.
I think you're seeing a sort of trend, maybe, you know, in a lot of leagues at the moment, where it is easier to play away from home, where the onus is on the home side to come and create. And I think it suits the way a lot of teams play at the moment. And you're seeing many more away wins.